Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Son. Good morning, blessed Holy Spirit. Good morning, people of the Most High God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, O Lord, our daily bread, and forgive us. Forgive us, God, our trespasses, as we forgive those, O Lord, who have trespassed against us. And lead us not, O Lord, into temptation, but deliver us, Father, from all things sin, all things evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever, God. Forever, Father. Forever, Son. Forever, Holy Spirit. Keep us this day. Keep us this hour. We will trust you, God. We will trust you, God. Trust, oh God. For you said, if we only believe, thank you, Lord. We trust you with our lives, with our homes and our family. In Jesus' name, we pray these things and we say amen, amen, and amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Good morning, people of God. Good morning this morning. I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me this morning. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his very name together. Amen, amen, and amen. Oh, we just bless God this morning for you. You, thank you for joining us this morning here, Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry. Good morning, people of God, covenant partners, our persons who tune in week after week. We just thank God for you this morning. We thank God for your due diligence, and we are going to continue being diligent in the Lord, being diligent and pushing the word out. Amen. If you're here this morning, we ask that you take a moment and share this broadcast with somebody. Share it on your Facebook page. Oh my goodness, you can get us here on Facebook and on YouTube. Let somebody know. They can call in this morning. We don't want them to miss this word this morning. Amen and amen. Good morning again, people of God. Well, let us go ahead now, oh my God, with our mission and our vision this morning. Amen. If you would join us, Rhema, prepare yourselves. Amen. If you want to stand, stand with us. Amen. But tune with us and recite our mission with us to foster an atmosphere of true worship, reap souls for Christ, and empower the people of God to live in excellence through outreach, teaching, and fellowship. Oh my goodness, our vision this morning, we will live each day in excellence through Jesus Christ, that we might walk in expectation of the salvation of the Almighty God. Somebody says, living in excellence, we what? We walk in expectation. Do you know what you can walk in expectation of this morning? Expecting God to do great things. Expecting God to stay on the throne. Expecting God to lift you up when you're down. Expecting God, oh my goodness, if you live in excellence, oh my God, the scripture says, delight yourself also in him, and he will give you the desires of your heart. So if you live in excellence, you can walk in expectation of whatever you will from the Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Let's give a listen to a little song this morning. Oh my God, it's been burning in my spirit all week long. My God reigns. Our God reigns. Lord, you reign above every name. Amen. Amen. Enjoy. Come on. Come on. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Our God reigns above all else. My God reigns. Our God reigns. Lord, you reign above every name. Our God reigns above all else. Sing, our God reigns. Sing, Lord, you reign above every name. With power and majesty, dominion, authority, you reign. Yes, thank you, God. With power and majesty, above all else, God. Yes, thank you, God. Our God, the Lord is our light and our salvation. Our God reigns. Lord, you reign above every name. My God reigns. Our God reigns. Sing, Lord, you reign above every name. With power and majesty, dominion, authority, you reign. Yes. With power and majesty, dominion, authority, you reign. You know, when all else fails, our God will never fail. My God reigns. Our God reigns. You reign above every name. God reigns. Our God reigns. Sing, Lord, you reign above. With power and majesty, dominion, authority, you reign. Yeah. With power and majesty, dominion, authority, you reign. Through trials and tribulations, he is still God. Our God reigns. Sing, Lord, you reign above every name. My God reigns. Our God reigns. Sing, Lord, you reign above every name. With power and majesty, dominion, authority, you reign. With power and majesty, dominion, authority, you reign. Sing, my God reigns. Our God reigns. My God does reign. Our God does reign. Forever and ever he reigns. Come on. My God reigns. Our God reigns. Reign above every name. Over my circumstance, giving me another chance, he reigns. Yeah. Over my circumstance, giving me another chance, he reigns. Yeah. Over my circumstance, giving me another chance, he reigns. Yeah. Over my circumstance, giving me another chance. Yeah. You reign. Yes, you do, God. You reign. Thank you, Lord. You reign. You reign, God. You reign. Come on, somebody. Thank you, Lord. Worship him this morning. You reign. You reign. You reign. God is great. God is great. Yeah. You reign. You reign. You reign. Whatever's trying to stop you, hold you up, you tell them. You reign, tell God. You reign. You still reign. pray. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Somebody declare he reigns this morning. Oh, bless the Lord with me this morning. He reigns. He reigns. Tell God, you reign in my life, of my life, over my life. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we ready for the word this morning. The word this morning. The word this morning. If not God, then who? What? When? Where? Why? And how? Let's read that again. If not God, then who? What, when, where, why, and how? Oh, my goodness. Come on, give God a praise this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times, y'all. His praise shall continually, forever and ever, as long as there is breath in my body, as long as I can speak, I can whisper, and oh my God, if I can praise him with my hands, I will. If I can praise him with my feet, I will. If I can praise him, and oh God, there will come a time, there may come a time when I can't praise you with my voice, God, but I'll praise you, hallelujah, with my whole heart. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. People of God, if not God, then who? Then what? Then when? Then where? Then why? Then how? If not God in your life, if not God seeing about you, if not God taking care of business, if not God lifting you up when you're down, if not God, then who? What, when, where, why, how, if not God? Oh my goodness. If not God, then who? Who's going to heaven? Who's going to get us there? If not God able to do these things, then who is able to do it? Who is able, oh God, to stand? Who is able to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might? If not God, then what? What shall I render unto God for all that he's done for me? If not God, then what in my life will help me? What's going to keep me? What's going to show me the way? What's going to guide me and to lead me? Oh my goodness, slow down, Pastor. Thank you, God. We're going to the book of Jude this morning. We're going to the book of Jude, the epistle of Jude, the letter of Jude. Thank you, Lord. And we're going to look at the entire book of Jude, the entire letter of Jude. There's only one chapter, and it's verses 1 through 25. I want you to read that today. I want you to go and study that today. Let me tell you, that one little book, those 25 verses, have so much in it for our daily living, so much that will help us to understand, if not God, then who? Then what? Then when, why, or how? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my gosh. Let's look at the first and second verses. Thank you, Lord, of that chapter. Let's look at the first and second verses of that chapter, of that epistle, of that book. Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ, and a brother of James, to those who have been called, who are loved in God the Father and kept for Jesus Christ. Jude, let me read that first verse again. A servant of Jesus Christ, he's identifying himself, and a brother of James, to those who have been called, who are loved in God the Father and kept for Jesus Christ. The second verse says this: mercy, peace, and love be yours in abundance. It says this: mercy, peace, and love be yours in abundance. I need you to get those first couple of verses. Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James, Oh, my goodness. Mercy, peace, and love be yours in abundance. Thank you, Lord. Come on, give God a praise for those, just those first two verses right now. Jude, servant of Christ, brother of James. Do you know that James was the brother of Christ? See, Judas is revealing himself as the brother of James, but he's also the stepbrother of Jesus Christ. He was also one of the brothers of Christ. To those who have been called and loved in God the Father and kept for Jesus Christ, he says, mercy, peace, and love be yours in abundance. He is starting this letter off, making sure that you're ready to receive what's coming next. Let's go ahead and look at the third through, thank you, Lord, the sixth verses here. And we're going to deal with some scripture this morning. Dear friends, although I was eager to write to you about the salvation we share, I felt compelled to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to God's holy people. He said, even though now he was eager to write about salvation, he says, I felt compelled to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to God's holy people. For certain individuals whose condemnation was written about long ago have secretly slipped in among you. I need you to hear the word. They are ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God into a license for immorality and deny Jesus Christ, our only sovereign, oh my God, and Lord. Though you already know all this, I want to remind you that the Lord at one time delivered his people out of Egypt, but later destroyed those who did not what? Believe. And the angels who did not keep their positions of authority, but abandoned their proper dwelling, these he, God, has kept in darkness, bound with everlasting chains for judgment. Chains for judgment on the great day. My God. My God. If not God, then who, people? What? When? Where? Why? How? Jude is here talking about the sin and doom of ungodly people. There are sinners. There are people who sin. They have crept their way into people who are trying to live kingdom. They're trying to pervert, to distort kingdom. They're trying to corrupt the church, if I may. Dear friends, he said, he was eager to write about salvation, but he had to share some things first. He had to remind us of some things. He was compelled to write and urge us to contend for the faith. Stay steadfast. If not God, then what? Stay steadfast. Stay unmovable. If not God, then who? Who are you going to turn to? What are you going to do? When? When are you going to turn to God? When are you going to make sure and very sure that your soul is anchored and saved in the Lord? My God. Do you understand that even there, he talked about how the angels who stepped wrong, who got off track, oh my goodness, they did not keep their positions of authority, but they abandoned their proper dwelling. Don't abandon your proper dwelling. Don't abandon what God has for you to do. Don't abandon proper living, godly living, godliness, being upright and righteous. If not God, then what are you going to do? Who are you going to follow? Why are you going to follow them? Who are you going to serve? Why, when, how are you going to make it? If not God, then who? If not God, why? If not God, if not through his power, his mercy and grace, how are you going to make it into the kingdom of heaven? You can't play with this thing. Oh my gosh, it's a warning here. There's a warning here. There's a warning here. There is a warning here. Thank you, Lord. There is a warning. There is a warning for certain individuals whose condemnation was written about long ago. They have secretly slipped in among you. Don't let others cause you to become corrupt in God. Stay, oh my God, holy. No matter what they're talking about, no matter what they're doing, you stay focused on God. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Let's look at, oh my gosh, we're going to go down. Wow. Before we move, hold on. If you go into that chapter and you begin to read more, and I'm not going to read the entire chapter, the entire book. I told you it's verses 1 through 25. I want you to go back, but I have to share some things for about this. Let me share some things that are mentioned in that 7 through 16th verse. And I'm not going to read them in your hearing, but I want to share some things. It talked about in a similar way that they were corrupt. Sodom and Gomorrah and surrounding towns gave themselves up, it says. It talks about the sexual immorality and perverse things. Anything not of God is perverse. They served, oh God, they served. Sodom and Gomorrah serve as an example of those who suffer the punishment of eternal fire. So you see, if you're living unholy, if you're falling by the wayside, if you're giving up on God and you're going back to what he has already saved you from, you chance it. Look at the example of Sodom and Gomorrah. Look what God had to do. He destroyed everything in it. Everything around it. Oh my goodness. In the very same way, on the strength of their dreams, these ungodly people pollute their own bodies. Listen, when you're not seeking God, if not God, then what? Come on. If not God, then Satan. Then who? Satan. Then what? Sin. Why? Perversion. How? By following your flesh, your lusts. Come on, God. It's the word of God tells us, woe to those who have taken the way of Cain, who are murderers, who are thieves. Oh my goodness, I'm telling you, if you read this book of Jude, it sets us up for success by showing us what is unsuccessful. It shows us the way of life and brings us away from the way of death. Christ came that we might live, and we might live more abundantly. He wants us to be able to conquer. He wants us to be able to rise up above situations and circumstances. He wants us to be right before God. Because if we are not right before God, we can't be with God. We can't be of God. Speaking perverse things even out of our mouths. Oh, I will bless the Lord at all times. Being able to stand in the presence of the enemy and know that you are a child of God. Being able to be in the midst of trouble and know that you are safe in his arms. If not God, then who? If not God's safety and security, then what? Danger. Oh my goodness. If not God, then who? The world? Is that what you choose? Choose you this day whom you will serve? And the word of God says, if you find it evil to serve the Lord, hey, if you think it's evil to serve God, if not God, then what? Oh, where? Where are you going to serve him? I'm going to serve him in my home, Pastor. I want to serve him on my job. I'm going to serve him when I'm walking the streets. I'm going to serve him. When I'm in conversations, I'm going to serve him when I'm in the presence of others. I'm going to serve him until I die. Oh, goodness. Oh, gosh. Listen, there is a call to persevere. Jude wants us to stay steadfast. Let's look at the 17th through the 22nd verses. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. The 23rd verses, a call. This is a call to persevere, to hold on, to hold out, to hang in there. Let's look at that 17th verse, Elder. Thank you, God. It says, but dear friends, remember, see, Jude is trying to see about you right now. Remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ foretold. It's already been said. They already declared it. They said to you, in the last times, there will be scoffers who will follow their own ungodly desires. These are the people who divide you, who follow mere natural instincts and do not have, oh my God, they don't have the Spirit. What Spirit? They don't have the Holy Spirit. I got to read that one again. These are people who divide you, who follow mere natural instincts and do not have the Spirit. The 20th verse says, but you, dear friends, by building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit. Oh my God. Praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. My God, come on back to me, Alta. Do you really get that? 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 In the last time, there are going to be people who will follow their ungodly desires. So don't be surprised by the sin you see around you. Don't be surprised by the folks who fall back or who go back or who never come out. Don't be surprised. Come on, God. Don't be surprised. These are people who will divide you, who follow their instincts and do not have the Spirit. They don't have the Spirit of God. When you see them doing these things, when you see them promoting sexual immorality, when you see them promoting lies, when you see them promoting killing, when you see them promoting, oh my God, degradation of the truth, when you see them promoting things that are not right, things that are not holy, things that are not righteous. And I'm telling you now, if it's wrong, it's not holy. If it's unjust, it's not holy. If it's full of sin, it's not holy. When you see them, don't be surprised, because the word already prepared us for this. Keep yourselves, it says though, in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Don't give up. If not God, then who? Who? Who shall be able to stand? If not God, what will you be able to do? If not God, then when? When are you going? If you haven't chosen him yet, when are you going to decide that this is about your eternal life? This is about you making it in. This is beyond this world. You see, we're so stuck in time. We're so stuck in this world. We're so stuck in the things we think we want in this world. Let me tell you something. You couldn't give me $20 million to turn my face from God. Because in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, he'll take it and your soul will be lost. Oh my goodness. I don't care how many accolades you've gotten in this world. I don't care. Oh my God, the Spirit of God is wanting you to know this. I don't care how far up the ladder, the chain you've gone. I don't care if you're the president, if you're the superintendent. I don't care. The Holy Spirit needs you to know this. If you're a top commander, general, the major, the captain, doesn't matter. If not God, you don't matter. If not God, who does it matter? If not God, what does it matter? If not God, when, where, why, nor how? None of it matters. If not God, if not with him, if not for him, if God be for you, who can be against you? No man, no situation, no circumstance. Come on this morning, Father. If not God, then what? Oh my goodness. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, that word again, that word said, be merciful. The 22nd verse says, be merciful though. Don't get high on your horse. Don't treat them any kind of way. Don't treat them the way they might treat you. It says, be merciful to those who doubt. Save others by snatching them from the fire. To others, show mercy mixed with fear. Oh my God, hating even the clothing stained by corrupted flesh. Oh my God. It said, be merciful, y'all. Get that again. To those who what? Who doubt. Be merciful to those who doubt. Save others by snatching them from the fire. You better snatch your child in out the streets. You better snatch them on in. You better pull them on. Sometimes you got to lay hands on them. God. Train up a child in the way they should go. When they're old, they shall not depart from it. If you spare the rod, you spoil the child. Stop letting your children talk to you any kind of way. Treat you any kind of way. Children, stop speaking to your parents any kind of way. I don't care if you 59 and they 99. You stop it. Snatch them on up, mama. Snatch them on up, father. Thank you, God. It says, be merciful to those who doubt. Save others by snatching them from the fire. If you see them doing wrong, you pull them in. If you see them going astray, you pull them in. You do what you can do to call their attention to it, oh God. Show them mercy, though, it says. Mixed with fear, hating even the clothing stained by corrupted flesh. I don't hate you. I don't hate you, but I hate what you're doing. I hate where you're going. I hate where you're headed. I hate that you're walking straight into the fire. I hate that your demise is coming and you won't hear. You won't listen. You got to be snatched. You got to be pulled. Oh my God. And sometimes they're going to hate you. They're going to despise you because you're trying to tell them what's wrong and what's right. They're going to hate you. They hated Christ. Many hate God. You know why they hate God? The haters of God hate God because they love their flesh. They love their sin they're in. They love the skin they're in. You better protect the one that God has given you. Amen. If not God, then who? What? Thank you, Lord. When? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Dear friends. Oh, my goodness. If not God, then what? If not God, then how? If you're not going through God, how are you going to get there? If you're not going through God, how are you going to make it? If you're not going through God, how? How will you have everlasting life? How will you be, if not God, how will you be successful? Come on. See, success in this world is not measurable to success in God. We think because we see people elevated with finances, in corruptness. The word of God tells us, fret not yourself because of evildoers, neither be thine envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be what? Cut down. Cut down. Cut down. Cast into the fire. Come on. Thank you, God. If not God, then why? If you're not living to live with him, then why are you wasting precious time? If you're not living to be for him, then why are you wasting his time? If you get before him and you kneel before him and you cry out, I yield, Father, save me from myself. Come on, God. Somebody's got to know how to find him. But you got to know how to stay with him. You got to seek him while he can be found. And when you hold God, you see, many of us say, God found me, but we've got to find God too. The word says, seek him while he may yet be found. There's going to be a time when we don't know where God is. There's going to be a time when we can't see God. Go, oh God, moving on this earth. Oh my God, he's going to leave it to itself for a little while. He's going to, oh God, step away from the situation. Even in our lives sometimes, God has had to step away from the situation we're in because we were being hard-headed. We were being unjust. We were being dignified to a point where we thought we were doing it ourselves. And God had to take his hands off. And God had to make us say, hey, if not God, if this isn't God, then who is it? If God isn't doing this, who is it? If God isn't the promoter, who is? Thank you, Lord. If it's not God, then who is it about, y'all? What is it about? When will or where will it be about him? Why and how would you make it about him? Who is God? See, who is God? Who is God? God is an eternal being, eternal being. He's been here from before the beginning of what he set up as time. He created time. He is the being who created all things, everything. He created you. He created me. We as Christians know and believe God to be both transcendent and immanent. Transcendent, he is wholly independent of. He is removed from. He is the maternal, material, paternal universe. He is immanent. He is involved in this world. Because though he created the world, and though the world turned their back on him, he is still involved in this world. You know, once you realize and recognize who, what, when, where, why, how God is, then, and all of those things, the other answers will come to you. They'll come into play. Your who, your what, your when, your where, your why, your how will come into play when you recognize that it is he who is what. It's he who is when, where, why, how. When you come to recognize God for who God is, you will understand that God stands when we fall. God stands. God is still when we are no longer in existence. God's existence is always. His existence was before we came into this world. His existence brought us into existence. When we understand the who, what, when, where, why, how is God? Is God? Is God? Then we'll be all right. We'll be able to conquer our fears. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. That's the word. You don't have to fear stepping up. You don't have to fear stepping out. And I'm going to give you a little encouragement for this world right here. But I have to tell you that the end is near. That even though you make it in this world, you've got to make it when this world is done. Come on, God. Oh, my goodness. Let's look at the last few scriptures here. After we've talked about those stains of corrupt clothing, that flesh that messes us up. You know, we talked about making sure we show mercy. But here, people of God, listen at this. That 24th verse, that's our doxology. That's our inspiration. That's our, oh gosh, oh gosh, oh God, thank you, Lord. Oh God. Oh, my goodness, Lord, have mercy. It says this, now unto him who is able to keep us, you, from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Don't move. Unto him, God, Christ, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, that is able to keep you from falling and to present you, you sinner, you lost one who has gained, oh God, your salvation unto him, present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. To him. That's our doxology. That's our liturgical formula of praise to God. That's when you give him his due credit. You understand that he is the who, what, when, where, why, how, unto him, God, who is able to keep me. I'm going to take it personal. Point at yourself and say, keep me. Somebody type in there, keep me, God, from falling. You're able to keep me from falling. Somebody needs to say, thank you, Lord, for keeping me from falling. Somebody needs to type in that thing right there and say, oh, God, you presented me faultless before the presence of your glory. With exceeding joy. You can't even understand how great and awesome God is, even in that one scripture. Unto him, God, the Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Spirit, that is able to keep you, me, from falling, bring us up, keep us from going back into sin, keep us from going down, and to present us faultless. We know we got faults. He looks beyond our faults and see our needs. We are faulted. We are faulted, but he is able, you see, to present us faultless, to clean us up, to save us, to take out the old and put in the new. Oh, God, he will be presented faultless before the presence of his glory, but not just in any manner. The Holy Spirit is going to present us with joy, exceeding joy, happy about us being in the Lord, happy about us giving our soul, our life, our love to him. And it is unto the only wise God, our Savior, the only God, our Savior, the only who, come on, the only what, the only when, the only where, in God, the only why, because of God, the only how, because he has presented us faultless. That's how. To the only God, our Savior, be glory, come on, be majesty, power and authority, through who? Jesus Christ. No man come to the Father but by him. No man, no woman, no boy, no girl. You got to believe in Jesus Christ. If the Muslim doesn't believe in Jesus Christ, if the Jehovah's Witness doesn't believe in Jesus Christ, if the Chinaman doesn't believe in Jesus Christ, if the black man doesn't believe in Jesus Christ, if the Asian doesn't believe in Jesus Christ, no matter who you are, president, superintendent, vice president Kamala Harris, oh God, vice, oh God, President Biden, oh God, President Trump, if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, it's got to come through Jesus Christ our Lord before all ages, it says, now, right now, right now, right now, at this very moment and forevermore. Oh my God, when Jude wrote this, he meant it now. He meant it his right now, and he meant it for our right now. So his right now is our then. Come on, he said, now and forevermore. Now beyond our life, when we lay our eyes down, when we go to sleep for the last time in this world, our, oh God, our now will be over. We'll be in the then mode, but forevermore, we bless the Lord. Oh my God. Oh God, if not God, people, then who? What are you going to do? When are you going to serve the Lord? Where are you going to allow him to take you? And how are you going to make it? Can't make it by yourself. Can't make it without him. You better, oh God, you better seek the Lord while you yet have a chance. Just reflect on that for a moment. Look at the reflection for a moment. If not God, then who, what, when, where, why, and how? If you don't want God, then what is it that you are seeking for? I have to ask you that as we close this morning. What are you seeking for? Isaiah 55 and 6 says this: seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him. Come on, y'all. While he is near. Come on now. Come on. Come on, somebody. Call on him while he is near. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. If not God, people, who? Not the love of your life. Not your husband, your wife. Not your children. Not your boyfriend, your girlfriend. You're so in love, you messed up. You're so in love with flesh, you messed up. You're so in love with this world, you messed up. You think you've got it going on. You think because you've reached your peak in life, in this world, that you have conquered it all. You have not yet seen, eyes have not seen, nor have ears heard, what the Lord has in store. Let me tell you, what he has in store for me is for me. What he has in store for you is for you. But you can't grasp, you can't even grasp the greatness of God. You can't even grasp how far beyond your riches, your millions, your trillions. You can't even grasp how far beyond, and I got to speak to the rich man right now, how far beyond those acres and acres of land that he's given you. You can't even grasp how far beyond your multi-million dollar salary every year. You can't even understand that God is so vast that the very things that we have in this earth are minute to him. They're nothing to him. So sometimes God has to look down and say, if not me, then who? What? When? Where? Why? How? How do I gain you, my child? I've got to gain you through you confessing with your mouth and believing in your heart, as Romans 10:9 says. I've got to gain you. I need you to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart this morning. Christ, oh God, the Son of God, bled out on the cross. He bled out for us. He came and went through a whole lot for us. God says, that's how I'm going to gain you. I need you to declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. You need to say Jesus is Lord. Somebody go ahead and type it in. Jesus is Lord. And say it while you're typing it in. Jesus is Lord. Tell him, I believe in my heart this morning, God. There's somebody who hasn't done this. And many of us who have done it have laid away by the wayside. We've fallen. Get up. Get up. Declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord. Believe in your heart, Jesus is Lord, that God raised him, Christ, from the dead. He says, that's how I'm going to gain you. That's how I'll become your who, your what, your when, your why, your how. Come on, let us pray this prayer. Father, I ask forgiveness for my sin. I declare with my mouth this morning, Father, that Jesus is Lord. And I believe in my heart, oh God, that you raised him from the dead. And your word declares that I am saved and I receive my salvation even now, right now, God. I want to become your who, God, your what, God, your when, your why, your how, God. As you become the same for me, I receive my salvation in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Thank you, Lord. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Somebody say amen. I will bless the Lord at all times, people. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Thank you, Lord. We bless God for you joining us this morning. We bless God for you. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Good morning, people of God. Sister Foster, we see you out there this morning. Sister Duhart, we see you this morning. Sister Ruth, we thank God for you this morning. Brother Ken, we thank you this morning. Sister Duhart, amen. Rhema Christian Fellowship, we bless the Lord for you. We're going to take a moment to do something that we don't get to do often, because if it's in our face in the morning, then we do. Sister Watley, we thank God for you joining us this morning, and we want to say happy birthday to you this morning, Sister Watley. Thank God for you. Amen, amen, and amen. But we will bless the Lord at all times, people. If not God, I don't know what your choice is. If not God, I will tell you, you're not going to make it. But with him, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Come on, give God a praise with me. Let us go ahead and prepare for our announcements at this time. Before we go to our announcements, we just want to go ahead. And Father, we thank you now for your love, for your tender care, for keeping us from one day to the next, God. And oh, Father, as we go from this broadcast, but never from your presence, we ask you to be with us, to stay with us, and to keep us now unto him who is able to keep us from falling. To him be glory and majesty. Somebody type in, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Amen. Let us hear our announcements. Thank you, God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for you this morning. Thank you for giving and sharing. We are so grateful that you choose to share with us. And if you want to be a blessing to Rhema continually, you can go give at our Rhema, $RhemaCFM. You can give at our Cash App, but you can also go online. Thank you, Lord. You can go online to RhemaCFChurch.com and you can click on the donate button and give via PayPal. We thank you for your giving, Rhema. We thank you for your giving, Covenant Partners. Your generosity makes ministry happen here at Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry. Without you, we wouldn't be able to continue. But with God, we know we can continue. Amen. But we thank you for your support. Amen. Please like us on Facebook. And if you're not following us on Facebook, many of you have liked us. Please follow us on Facebook. And please make sure that you have clicked on follow, even with our announcements, even with our broadcast. You'll be able to come up. Amen. And also remember to join me, Pastor Harris, for 9:49 on Mondays and Thursdays with Pastor Carzadine. I need you to come and have us come and sip on a cup of positivity with me. Come and sip on a cup of positivity with me. Amen. You can find me on Rhema's Facebook page as well as on my Facebook page at Cars in Christ. Amen. 9 minutes of conversational praise, prayer, praise, worship, words of encouragement, words of wisdom. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We bless the Lord again for you this morning. Until next time, and maybe I'll see you in the morning. Please check in with me. 9:49. We have a word for you that will encourage you, a conversation that will call you and cause you to think about what's coming. Amen. Amen. Until next Sunday. Our next Sunday, we are going to have Elder back with teaching, and we know it's going to be out of line for what you're used to seeing, and we know that we have declared that our Sunday study is 4 Sundays, but we've been led by God to bring him back next Sunday. He is going to be continuing Discover God's Word. Amen. So come on back and continue to learn how to study the Word of God for yourself. God bless. And remember, every person we meet is a prospective soul for the kingdom of God.
Thank you for joining us today. We pray that you have been blessed by the life-changing word from Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry. Rhema is located at 2106 Bonneville Avenue, Savannah, Georgia, 31406. Join us for worship service at 9:45 each Sunday morning. God bless.